The DNR says it gets about 250 applications every year for so-called high-capacity wells, mainly for farms. 3 years ago, state lawmakers passed a bill giving the department more authority over large wells near a trout stream or a stream or lake that's classified as outstanding or exceptional for its water quality. The law calls for a 1,200-foot buffer zone around those surface waters. After working with an advisory committee, the DNR has put forward a plan that lays out a review process for the large wells. One part challenged by environmental groups is the DNR's decision not to put every proposed well through a full-fledged environmental review. DNR private water supply chief Mark Putra says it's a pragmatic issue.
I mean, if a comprehensive environmental assessment, including stream flow conditions, were necessary to make each decision, regardless of the size of the well, how much water they're going to pump, in the distance from the stream, well then clearly all of these projects would probably be delayed anywhere from months to years.
Putra says if there was another very large water withdrawal proposal similar to what Perrier tried to get through a few years ago in central Wisconsin, that would get a close look. But Will Hoyer of the group Clean Wisconsin says a review of every proposal in ecologically sensitive areas should be the law.
Given that there probably aren't going to be very many, we still feel like they should be reviewing all these because they are the best waters that we have here in the state.
Hoyer and the group the River Alliance of Wisconsin also worry a company may try to put in numerous lower capacity wells along the same stretch of a stream. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.